Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 196. Today we are going to learn the biological special program of a very important organ of our body called skeletal muscles or striated muscles. Because they are connected to the bones and joints, they are called skeletal muscles. They are also called the striated muscles because they are composed of bundles of fibers that are organized in stripes. Muscles are connected to the bones and joints by tendons and ligaments, provided with the connective tissue, nerve tissue, and blood vessels. These muscles give shape to the body along with the bones and joints, allow movement, and help to maintain a posture. They vary in size and shape from very small like strepidious muscle of middle ear to very large as the muscle of the thigh. Please bear in mind the skeletal muscles originate from mesoderm and are controlled from two centers in the cerebrum, one cerebral medulla and two the motor cortex of the cerebral cortex. Because of this feature, we have to study the skeletal muscles under the organs controlled from the cerebral medulla and under the organs controlled from the motor cortex. For easiness sake, we are going to study these two aspects in the organ called skeletal muscles together here. Why skeletal muscles have two controlling centers in the brain has to be understood well by every student of GNM. The trophic function or the responsibility of the nutrition of the skeletal muscles is controlled from the cerebral medulla. The contractile function or the capacity to move is controlled from the part of the cerebral cortex called motor cortex. As in the case of all organs controlled from the cerebral medulla, or the organs controlled both from the cerebral medulla and motor cortex, there is a crossover correlation from brain to the organ. That means the skeletal muscles of the right side of the body are controlled from the left side of the cerebral medulla and motor cortex, and those of the left side of the body are controlled from the right cerebral hemisphere. Another very important lesson to study here is that along with the skeletal muscles, the bones, lymph vessels and related lymph glands, blood vessels, connective tissue and fat tissue share the same brain relay. Therefore, when we study each of them, we will come to know that the biological conflict linked to all these tissues or organs are the same self-devaluation conflict. Now, as usual, let us learn the very important aspect in the study of any organ or tissue, its biological conflict. Here, in the case of skeletal muscles, we have to consider its biological conflict under two headings. First, the trophic or nutritional aspect of the skeletal muscles. The biological conflict linked to it is a moderate self-devaluation conflict. You can remember here that if the self-devaluation is very severe, they are the conflict linked to the bones and joints, and that the specific self-devaluation conflicts are the same as for the bones and joints. Secondly, when we consider the movement aspect of the skeletal muscles, the biological conflict linked to them is different, and it is feeling stuck or not being able to move. This is also called motor conflict. There can be a generalized motor conflict when associated with the whole body, or localized motor conflict when associated with a single muscle or a muscle group. Let us see each one separately and differently according to their functions. Number one, facial muscles. Losing face means losing one's status, reputation, respect, honor, prestige, dignity, etc. When one meets with humiliation, disgrace, shame, when exposed, ridiculed, or felt foolish or stupid. Number two, jaw muscles, not being able to bite. Bite conflict. We will study it in detail later. Number 3, neck muscles not being able or allowed to move or turn the head. Number 4, shoulder and back muscles not being able to get out of the way or step aside. Number 5, arm muscles being forcefully held down, as in cases of physical or sexual abuse, fight, play, or even a forced vaccination, not being able to hold someone, not being able to embrace or hold someone back, even not being able to push or fight someone away, or not being able to defend oneself. Number 6, hand muscles not being able to hold on to someone or hold back someone when some beloved one living or dying, not being able to grab something, any distress like work, hobby or sports related to hands. Number 7, leg muscles not being able to escape, flee or run away. This can be real or figurative, meaning from a workplace or relationship, not being able to jump aside, follow or move away from a fixed spot, feeling trapped both literally and figuratively, not being able to keep up, climb up, not promoted, not being able to kick someone away, a fear, or not being able to walk, etc. Friends, we stop our Global GNM Health Tips here today to continue tomorrow. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.